Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, happy holidays. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports, medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Hurdle Apparel, socks, LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, you know, diabetes consequences. We've got two leading podiatric physicians returning, Dr. Lawrence Rubin. He's the founder of LEAP, the Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention Alliance. And then Dr. David Armstrong. He's a professor of surgery and the director of the Southwestern Academic Limb Salvage Alliance, SALSA. We've got LEAP and SALSA. Then the sports doctor's in with some Bob Guy to Wisdom emails. Welcome back, Dr. Lawrence Rubin, one of my original podiatry professors. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back, Bob, and thanks for all the good you're doing and getting us all together.
First time I think I saw an orthotic in somebody's practice, it was Dr. Rubin. That I saw him fabricating and for some of the different orthotic therapy, and the rest is history, as we like to say. Dr. Lawrence, give us some background on yourself. Leading, you know, it's been 10 years already with LEAP, with your work with the Saving Limbs.
Well, the background is I became a podiatrist 65 years ago. That's a long time. I don't have a lot of peers, actually, that have been around this long, so I'm grateful for that. I was, as you know, one of the instructors there at the Illinois College of Podiatric Medicine. You were one of the finest and best students there, of course. But that was the beginning of my academic career, and I loved teaching very much then, still love teaching very much now. But when I went into private practice and still was keeping up the teaching and the clinics and all that, one of the greatest hurdles that I had to encounter, like other podiatrists, is how do we prevent these terrible diabetic ulcers from forming, because they're going to, so many end up in there being an amputation. So that became a passion of mine. And during the years of my clinical work there at the Illinois College of Podiatric Medicine, then after graduation, and then in my practice, I've always looked for ways that we could improve the situation in which people lose their legs needlessly, Bob. And as you well, very well know, so many of these amputations are needless because, especially in diabetes, if a patient is given during the times that they're seeing their primary care physician or other physicians or their podiatrist, it only takes a couple of minutes to do some simple tests to find out if they have one of the two silent killers, neuropathy, diabetic peripheral neuropathy, damage of the nerves, which can lead to amputations, first ulcers, a lot of misery, then amputations, then peripheral artery disease, which is the second silent crippler and killer. And it is, of course, the disease of the artery. So if I'm a practicing podiatrist today or a primary care physician today, my patient's shoes and socks are off, it doesn't take me more than possibly 2 minutes to get a bird's eye view as to whether there's a problem here. I put my fingers on the foot. I find a pulse or I don't find a pulse. That tells me about circulation. And then using a little filament, kind of like a fishing line, tell the person, the patient, close your eyes, tell me if you feel this little fishing line touching you. I go to several places.
Yes. Well, you know, Dr. Larry, and I'll call you Dr. Larry, I'm Dr. Bob. Podiatry has always been one of the first doctors that discovers diabetics, because the feet being the furthest area from the heart, many times, like the eye doctors, the other extreme, might see the beginning of problems in order to pay attention. But when I first had you on, and we've talked about this topic numerous times, when you said 80% of amputations are preventable, I just knocked me over as being so dramatic a statistic. And then you again have spent these 10 years putting together teams, podiatrists, primary care doctors, therapists, in order to pay attention to screening. Can we see these people, especially in high-risk areas, and then whether it's in order to pick up early these tendencies is really what a lot of this is about, isn't it?
It certainly is. There is no question that we can, and I'm sure that Dr. Armstrong is going to verify this. Leap Alliance is very, very grateful to have him as a member of our Leap Alliance Advisory Council. So I'm sure he would give us the very same advice. We can prevent most preventable amputations under one circumstance, and that circumstance is that somebody is willing to do the prevention. We have all too few physicians of all kinds of all specialties that deal with diabetic patients. Too few are actually giving diabetic patients access to preventive examinations. And there's a lot of good reasons for this. It isn't that they're trying to ignore it. You know our broken healthcare system. It's a matter of time. Most doctors are trained to treat. They want to dedicate their time to doing the best treatment, and say, hey, let's help prevent. Well, I treat, let somebody else prevent. Not enough are having a little different attitude.
Well, this is one of the big points, Dr. Larry. You know, there are three terms I use for 40 years, give or take a few weeks, on the sports doctor. The number one term is awareness, bringing awareness to with the particular problem, whatever it happens to be. Like what we're talking about here, the whole world. You know, diabetes, you can't turn on your TV for 2 minutes without a jingle about one medicine or another, about the fact that diabetes had to change the title because there were so many youngsters and adolescents that were developing and dealing with diabetes. So it is a nightmare and a half. And the idea, again, awareness, number one, of what we're dealing with, and then education, which is what we're doing now. The idea of educating the general community, the park districts, the schools, et cetera, about what a big deal this is. Many times, again, in podiatry, a shoe change, the idea of diabetic shoes, the huge area of orthotics, which is my world, offload an area. You know, somebody might have a callus, consistent pressure in the same area, and eventually it starts to break down. All of a sudden, maybe an ulcer, this kind of situation. So at the beginning, offloading that area with the shoe change or the right orthotic is magic for these kinds of situations. Larry, what's the best website people could find out all, about LEAP?
It's www.leapalliance.org. www.leapalliance.org.
Now, the putting together of these teams, you know, the combination, again, podiatry, again, the primary care doctor, the vascular specialist. I mean, a couple of months ago, we had on Kalu Confidence from Nigeria, who's one of the individuals who's following the LEAP Alliance in Africa. It's fantastic. How has been in putting together the teams, again, getting this awareness, general medicine, podiatry, these organizations, associations, diabetes association, have we seen in growing cooperation with awareness and the educational challenges we're talking about?
Dr. Bob,
Good luck to us.
The reality is that the LEAP Alliance is very, very small, nonprofit. We're 501c3 compared to other nonprofits. We are the only nonprofit that is doing what we're doing. And what we're doing is, God bless everyone that's creating awareness, and certainly yourself, Dr. Armstrong, God bless them. Tremendous awareness. However, and education. The education is coming there. We're telling diabetic patients, and they're hearing it, go get your feet examined.
Right, Dr. Wound care. You know, we were in school, wound care. No one knew how to spell it. Over the past two decades, you know, wounds have become a huge topic in podiatry. So the fact that there's still these challenges, I think your timing is perfect to put these teams together. That's why we want to continue to raise the awareness.
Well, that's true, but we're missing one thing. We have to create an enthusiasm amongst the providers that have the ability to educate the patient to the fact that they should be getting their feet examined, and then get enough doctors willing to do it. This is a difficult situation, Bob. We're especially post-pandemic and all that. Doctors are so busy. Nothing happens without doctors that volunteer to give patients that time. Not a hell of a lot of time. It's all compensated by insurance, but we don't have enough doctors.
Yeah, that's a big deal. You know,
you've
been educating on LinkedIn, the medical population, that it is reimbursable. It's not like you're necessarily over that there is not people getting paid for what they do. How is the Diabetes Association, the Podiatry Association, how's their cooperation growing, I'll use the term?
Well, it's a good term. Growing is good. We want to not grow. I have to speak for the LEAP Alliance itself. I know nothing about any other organizations. However, a small nonprofit does not get a lot of attention. So we have, for the last 3 years, hoped to have the American Podiatric Medical Association. I'm not looking for any money. We don't need any money. This is not a difficult program to administer, especially now with the Internet. However, it is very, very difficult to get organizations to back up, to help sponsor, and to cooperate with LEAP. And that's something we have to overcome ourselves.
Now, you mentioned even briefly, I know, whether it's been the Lions Club or Lions Club International or Kiwanis, who are some of the organizations that you found have been helpful, at least in spreading the word or awareness? I know Lions Club pays a lot of attention to youth fitness. So does the Kiwanis Club. You know, I've been talking about childhood obesity for 35 years, give or take, on the Sports Doctor. Obesity is such a big problem, but how have you found that feedback?
Well, we believe, the We Is LEAP Alliance, believes that we have to go down into the community. That's where we have to do all of our good work and put the doctors together at the community level. So we look for help from volunteers. And we usually go to Lions Club, which for many, many years, when we go to a Lions Club, and you mentioned Kalu Confidence, she's in Enugu, Nigeria. There was a Lions Club there. We go to Lions Clubs. We ask them if we can train at least some of their members to assist the podiatrist in providing preventive care. Almost always we get their help. We also do the same thing, as you mentioned, Kiwanis, some other local groups. So we go right down into the community, and we try to take all of the good awareness and education that's happening. And Doctor, I know that Dr. Armstrong's going to talk about that. We try to take the awareness and turn it into action. Actually, with the LEAP Alliance, if we go to a certain zip code, we go zip code by zip code. We look into that zip code. We try to get the involvement of a podiatrist have the podiatrist help us get certainly a vascular surgeon, primary care physician. So that's how it works, and it's working very well on a very small basis because we're not.
It works. Diabetes is a huge topic. They're a great athlete, type 1 diabetes, besides type 2 diabetes. Again, this is the end game that we're really, really paying big, big attention to, these horrendous nightmare and consequences that can happen, even though, again, the education of how important it is to try to prevent diabetes. Diabetes will break us as a society. With what it costs to raise children that are dealing with diabetes, both mentally and physically, as well as the adult population, you'd think that the American Diabetes Association would be all over the LEAP Alliance.
American Diabetes Association creates awareness, but there's a history to all of this, and it's really nobody's fault. A large organization cannot go ahead and bring a patient into the care of a doctor. It can't influence a person anywhere to go to a particular doctor who is knowledgeable and equipped to do the type of examination that we need. So these organizations can only go so far. And unfortunately, there's a problem because the education.
Hi, Larry. I can't believe it. We are going to run over. Larry, we're going to run over time quickly before we end. Give me again the website people can find out about LEAP quickly.
Sure. It's leapalliance.org. leapalliance.org.
I'm going to stay on it. Dr. Lawrence Rubin, thanks so much for coming back. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. We're going to be talking soon with Dr. David Armstrong. Same topic. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. An essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Dr. David Armstrong. He's a professor of surgery and director of the Southwestern Academic Limb Salvage Alliance, SALSA. We went from LEAP to SALSA. Dr. David Armstrong. Hey, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Bob, it is so great to be here, man. It's just, and thank you, by the way, for letting me play hooky from a crazy day. This is great.
I'm telling you, man, you know, a little bit of entertainment. Again, you know, the consequences of diabetes, you can't spend 2 minutes on television without another diabetes commercial.
Right.
One of the other champions like yourself, you know, we're talking about these nightmare scenarios. These diabetes-related, in most instances, amputations and limb salvage. Give us some background on yourself and the world of saving limbs and diabetes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, happy to do it. And by the way, again, thanks for having me on. This is a great program. But so I'm a foot doctor, a toe doctor, if you will. I'm a professor of surgery here at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles, and we run a group dedicated to eliminating preventable amputation in folks with diabetes over the next generation. And so this problem is one of these things that's, you know, the biggest problem that no one really hears about or talks about. Folks with diabetes now, there's probably about, give or take, about 35 million in the United States. There's about half a billion worldwide. But now every second, someone around the world will get a wound, called a diabetic foot ulcer, on their feet every second. They do that because they lose the ability to feel pain. About half of those wounds will get infected. About 20% of those wounds end up in hospital. And when that happens, there's an amputation every 20 seconds. So the clock's ticking, and we have a lot of work to do collectively. But the good news is, a lot of this stuff is the kind of things that, you know, we can do together with our patient at the center of the whole thing. And we're really having the palpable feeling, even though there's a lot of bad happening, there's also a lot of good happening. And part of that good is our chat today.
The idea, again, of prevention, you know, we talk on the Sports Doctor for decades about these three different areas of topics, and awareness is A, number one, of whatever the problem happens to be. Education's number two, and then some positive change. Many times, the number three direction, and the idea, you know, I've spent decades, Dr. David, I'll call you Dr. David, I'm Dr. Bob, in childhood obesity, and the fact that, again, podiatry has been the profession oftentimes that first even talks about or discovers the possibility of diabetes. Somebody comes in, you know, doc, my feet are numb, you know, I've got burning, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes something as simple as the shoe change, let alone the identification of the problem. And again, with our first guest, my famous podiatry professor, Dr. Larry Rubin, and the lower extremity amputation prevention world, but both you guys have been champions of awareness and looking to create positive programs to try to deal you know, with prevention. The idea of screening, podiatry being at the forefront, I'm frankly surprised, although there's been some positive changes, that we don't see some dramatic backing from the world of the Diabetes Association or the Podiatric Medical Association. How do you see these challenges?
Well, look, I think my perspective on this is a little more sanguine, a little more positive than what you're saying. I think we definitely have a long way to go there, Dr. Bob, for sure. But let me tell you something. Comparing things now to the way they were, let's say, when I first get started on this in the 90s and the 2000s, it's a whole different world. And it's now, is this problem like still like 11th on everyone's 10 most important things to do? Yes. But you know what? It used to be 51st on the 50 most important things to do. And if we could just bump it up to 9th, I think we can make a pretty darn big difference. And so the good news is this is happening. We're starting to see another Dr. Bob, my friend Bob Gabe. That's a guy you ought to have on this station. Bob's the current head he's the chief medical officer for the American Diabetes Association. Dr. Bob Gabe has a big interest in amputation prevention, as does all of the American Diabetes Association. He's been working really closely with the American Podiatric Medical Association to make things happen.
Yes, you know, the worlds of nutrition, the mental side of all of this, the activity, exercise side of all of this, in the whole scourge of diabetes, is something that we talk about a lot. You know, this is the end game prevention that we're really talking about. And it's great to hear the optimism. This is what we really wanted to share, because I agree with you. There's a lot of good stuff going on. And salsa, I think, is a big part of it. And they talk a little bit about some of the programs that you guys are involved with, making these kinds of positive changes and team building.
Sure. I'll tell you, there's just the thing is, there are so many going on right now all over the country and all over the world. I actually just this morning, I just finished a lecture into Dakar, Senegal, believe it or not, where we talked to 150 different doctors there in 15 different countries across kind of sub-Saharan Africa and things on this whole thing. Down there, we're going to be working on developing what we call, believe it or not, a foot selfie program, where people can just send a picture of their foot into
what
their doctor.
What a great idea.
So that was just this morning. But that's the kind of thing that we're trying to do, not just in Senegal and in the Maghreb in Africa. We're trying to do that worldwide in our clinics here right now. You mentioned salsa. That's our academic unit at USC in Los Angeles. But a big part of that is that over the last few years, we've actually found that patients and their doctors have a hard time kind of connecting, and especially in a problem that needs a team. And so what we did was we developed this not-for-profit called the American Limb Preservation Society, or ALPS. And so ALPS is designed to be what we call kind of a cross between, if you will, a dating app and a marriage counselor for doctors and patients that are interested in limb preservation and diabetes. And this thing has taken off like a shot. And so there's now doctors all over the country and around the world. They're getting involved, more than 1,000 already, and it's just growing like a weed. This started during the pandemic, believe it or not, the worst possible time. And you're starting to see real change. There are doctors and nurses coming together, podiatrists, vascular surgeons, and others, running screening programs throughout the Bible Belt and what we call the Diabetes Belt, which are the same things in the United States, all the way up through Oregon and the Pacific Northwest. So it's a nationwide effort and a worldwide effort to try to stamp out these problems and eliminate preventable amputation. But it's a team effort, but it's doable.
And it's great to hear. You know, I think it was last month we had Kalu Confidence, the physiotherapist from Nigeria, who came on and was sharing us. Again, we're talking about this worldwide
kind of programs. What are some of the websites people could find out about your organization, Dr. David?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can go to, you can, if you want to type it all out, you can go to limbpreservationsociety.org or just ALPSLIMB, A-L-P-S-L-I-M-B, ALPSLIMB, like for legs, L-I-M-B.org. Or you could just go to our website at University of Southern California, or you can go straight to our foot thing, which is diabeticfootonline.org. Any of those things, you're so welcome.
You know, the whole world of diabetes foot surgery has been a major challenge over the years, whether it's dealing again with some of these wounds, trying to enhance healing. It's interesting. One of my numerous guests down in your world, Florida, Help Our Wounded, hyperbaric oxygen for concussions. And we were talking about how hyperbaric oxygen has been around in the world of wound healing for like a long time, hasn't it? A lot of commonalities.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll have to connect you guys.
You know, just all this stuff, you know, it can come together to really help folks move through the world a little bit better.
Yes. I'm not going to hold it against you that my alma mater, Louisville, facing you guys down there, USC, in the Holiday Bowl, but that'll be another.
There you go. It's been a bit of an anascorbillis for us.
Another show. You know, the cooperation, like you're talking about, and the inclusion again of dealing with the whole world of diabetic shoes is something that we paid a lot of attention to over the years. That's a real contributor to all aspects of prevention, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, it's not just the humble shoe, you know, but it's amazing, you know, that shoe in some ways is more important than any nurse or any doctor, any physician or surgeon, because what happens is that if it's not well fitting, a lot of folks with diabetes, you know, they, as we talked about, they lose the ability to feel pain. They develop neuropathy.
Yes.
So just a poor fitting shoe, it seems so simple.
Million years ago, Dr. David, had someone come to a sports clinic with a nail partially sticking out of their foot. They didn't even know they had it because they had no feeling. Dr. David Armstrong, our guest. We're going to be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hold on.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle Socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. We're talking with Dr. David Armstrong, who is a professor of surgery. He's the director of the Southwestern Academic Limb Salvage Alliance, SALSA. Before the break, we were talking about something as simple as, but as important as, I just wrote an article that said that 30 to 40% of all of us are ill-fitted for our shoes, let alone the diabetic world and the kinds of pressures and problems we could have. We were talking a little bit about that before the break, and you were mentioning that you had done a lecture about all of these different topics earlier today around the world. Where were you talking?
Oh, I was talking to Dakar, to Senegal. In Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, and we were talking there, and you know, their shoes, maybe not a lot of folks are wearing closed-toed shoes. A lot of people are wearing sandals, and it's just as much of a problem there. But you know, back on the shoe thing, you mentioned 30 to 40% of people in general are wearing poorly fitting shoes. I know you know that, you wrote about it, but we finished a study many years ago showing that Nine in ten people with diabetes, with neuropathy, so with loss of feeling, are wearing poorly fitting shoes. And that we define poorly fitting as greater than one size too big or too small, usually too small. So that's a lot. That's a big amount.
Wow. Yeah, that's another.
It's not the fault of someone. It's not the fault of someone. It's just because, you know, pain, one of my old mentors used to say that pain is a gift, right? It's a gift that no one wants. This is what Paul Brand said, you know, almost a century ago when he was first looking at this. But that gift, you know, we got to pay it forward to be able to tell people that with just a little bit of awareness, if you just see your foot doctor, once a year, along with another member of the diabetes team, or more as needed, your risk for getting a problem like this, like a wound or an infection or an amputation, goes down anywhere from on the low end, 20% if you're at low risk, to on the high end, 80% if you're at high risk. So this is crazy, because if we were talking about a blockbuster drug, we'd be talking about 10, 20% difference. We're talking 80% difference here just by seeing a foot doctor with another member of the diabetes team. I mean, it's
shocking,
really
shocking statistic when you talk about 9 out of 10 in the world of diabetes. And that's not even considering the foot alignment and foot mechanics part of all of this, where we're talking the world of orthotics and the world of proper alignment, the world of redistributing pressure, let alone ill-fitting shoes. I find that that's as big a stat as when Dr. Larry first hit me with the fact that 80% of amputations were preventable. This 9 out of 10, I'm sticking it in the same category. So the education factor is a big deal. What's interesting, again, is the world of fitting properly is such a big deal in the world of athletics and sports at any level.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, plenty of our patients are active athletically. We try to get our folks, our patients, as active as possible because, you know, we always say that sitting is the new smoking, and get up out of your chair and get moving. And I always tell my patients that, you know, if you're going to get in trouble, you know, I want you to get in trouble doing something, you know, not doing nothing. And I think that seems like, I don't know if that's good advice for their feet, but hopefully it's good advice for them as the rest of their body. Because, you know, we can help them foot-wise, and we can probably help them just move through the world a little bit better, because that's the big idea. That's the big idea.
Oh, especially, you know, over the decades in the world of youth sports medicine, 50% of my patients who were girls in knee trouble. So many times in podiatry, you have to keep singing the song that the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone's connected to the knee bone.
Yeah.
So many lower extremity problems have foot mechanics as one of those factors. The idea again of the cooperation of the primary care world, the vascular circulation world, the podiatry world. Ironically, I include the optic world, because often the eye doctor is the first doctor who identifies the diabetes factor, like the foot doctor did.
But, you know, we make a joke. It's not a joke. We have a really active research program where we say, look in my eyes and you'll see my soul. Not your, not my soul, like my soul, my infinite soul, but the soul of my foot. Because you can actually do an eye exam, and by looking for some of the blood vessels in the back of the eye, you can identify people that have risk for neuropathy, for losing that feeling that can put them at so much risk. So the eye bone is definitely connected to the foot bone. And and so you are absolutely right. That is a really brilliant one there, Dr. Bob.
You know, the world of obesity, again, all aspects of diabetes is magnified, whether it's in the youth, whether it's in seniors, fall prevention and super seniors, the idea of the importance of some of these different factors, and the importance of awareness and education regarding the areas of any diabetic period should be including podiatry as one of their doctors, number one.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, this is a what we see. There's very few places now where there are more data to positively support something than in this area, especially in diabetes. The value of just having, just getting your feet looked at by a foot specialist, by a foot doctor, is really a protective effect, and it allows you to launch out into being more active and just continue.
You know, in the world of diabetes, again, like we talked about, you know, there are serious athletes at the professional level who are dealing with diabetes every day, type 1.
Absolutely.
The athletic population, and the idea of all this is so key. I knew he would slide through 900 topics. Dr. David, give me a couple of those websites again. People could find out about you and your work.
Yeah. So the first one is the Limb Preservation Society. You can go to ALPS, ALPS, LIMB.org or diabeticfootonline.com. ALPSLIMB.org or diabeticfootonline.com. You are so welcome.
Thank you so much, Dr. David Armstrong, podiatry physician, profession of surgery. David, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle Socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. It is the Sports Doctor is In segment. Again, sportsdoctorradio.com. Even though I'm a year and a quarter behind from the copying of shows, you can go back years. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and see some of the topics, some of the guests, international, national, local, that we have included. If you go over to newspaper articles, magazines, there isn't a wealth of information on so many different topics, so many different articles we've been involved with, a lot of new excitement with MVP Parent and Lower Extremity Review magazines, sportsdoctorradio.com. We have a lot of great guests coming up, as always. One of our newest sponsors, Hurdle Apparel, socks, technology. Their CEO, a co-founder, Taylor Matter, will be joining me next week. Also, we're going to be talking about the world of the whole mental world, the brain health world, and seniors, senior centers, with Simon Gidney next week. Following week, Eric Wabena, the CEO of Baseball Blue Book. You know, Baseball Blue Book originated in 1909. The one-stop place to find out all information. Where can my son go to school? Who should he be coached by? Who are the agents? What about professionals at all different ages, all aspects? Eric's family, I think, has been involved for decades. And we're all excited about the launch of all sorts of exciting new things. I'm excited to be on their board of sports medicine with the team doctor, the Bulls and White Sox, Dr. Brian Cole. So Eric Wabena. Then we're going to talk nutrition. We're going to talk with author, nutrition Sandy Robertson will be joining us. As always, great shows. Coming up, you know, some Bob Guida wisdom. Guida always made such a big deal about the role of the foot, whatever the sport was, the balance and stability side of things regarding foot mechanics. This is why one of his great tests for athletes, almost whatever their sport was, whatever their age or level, he'd have them standing on one foot, balancing on one barefoot, doing a partial squat, looking to see how that stability and balance, and then initiating all sorts of exercises to help strengthen these areas of the feet and ankles. The use of rubber bands, the use of unstable surfaces, the use of balance boards of different shapes and sizes were some of the things he really, really paid attention to, as well as the role of orthotics, which is why we got married in the late 70s, and the whole aspect of exercises that can be done to include the importance of strengthening these areas in any running, jumping sport. Your ability to accelerate, change direction, balance, come down from a jump. This is what we paid attention to. Some emails Ellen says, my 12-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater. She skates 6 days a week. She's got some of these bumps underneath the inside ankle bone that has started to bother her. You know, Ellen, this is one of the common problems we see in the world of figure skating. The navicular is the bone in the midfoot that the posterior tibial tendon runs right underneath the groove in that area. Sometimes that the inside part of that bone is enlarged. Sometimes there's an extra piece, an accessory bone, as we call it, that's developing. And the figure skating boot, which locks the foot in position, any kind of excessive motion can rub on this area. Have the boot fitter, boot person you deal with, punch out that area. And then look seriously of including podiatry. I have put orthotics in figure skates for decades for this problem alone with great success. Reducing the motion, especially in the excessive pronated flat type foot, which is very, very common in young girls. So see the bootmaker, have them punch out that boot. Take a serious look at the very least of including some step masters or inserts, super feet in the skates, a custom orthotics is the gold program many times when this is a problem. You know, Frank says, my 14-year-old daughter plays club volleyball. It's the third season already where she's dealt with jumper's knee, inflammation of that patella tendon. We've seen physical therapy. We've done a lot of strengthening. Somebody mentioned, what about her feet? And yeah, Frank, I'm mentioning it. I've dealt with volleyball at the Olympic level on down for decades. There are few sports, if any, which have as much jumping. 14-year-old girls into puberty, we've always seen more knee problems in the girls than the boys, even including ACL and traumatic injuries. Because of the widening of the hips and the increased angle of what's called a Q angle of the long bone, the femur attaching to the knee. And excessive foot pronation that I was just talking about in the world of figure skating, again, which is common in these girls, can increase torque in the knee. Increasing torque in the knee increases pulling on that patella tendon. Jumper's knee inflammation of this tendon many times, Osgood-Schlatter, which is the name of a condition where the kid's growing rapidly and the bones might grow faster than the soft tissue, and the attachment of that knee tendon, the patella tendon to the shin bone, gets aggravated. So include podiatry if you haven't. Is your daughter in the best volleyball shoe? Again, support is key. And again, I've had great success with this particular problem when we have added proper custom foot orthotics to the mix for the knee problem. And I can't tell you how often, Frank, we will see the feet are ignored if they don't hurt. So you could have seen four knee specialists and no one ever took her shoes off to see whether she got high arches or flat feet. Gail said, you've been on the radio 40 years. I want to thank now my friends at BBS Radio. Everybody have a happy holiday. Thank you so much to our guests, Dr. Larry Rubin, Dr. David Armstrong. See you next week, everybody. Sports Doctor.